From the earliest phase, Proto-Lepenskivir, there are remains of only a few habitats located on the riverbank, at a distance of about 8 to 12 meters. The habitats had an oval base, their entrance facing the river, and their backs were buried in the river terrace. In the facade, there were ellipsoidal and rectangular fireplaces built of stone slabs. It's assumed that they had a domed or tent-shaped above-ground construction. Significantly more habitats originate from the Lepenskivir 1 and 2 phases. Due to the slope of the terrain, in phase 1, the rear part of the habitat was buried in the sandy banks, while in phase 2, the habitats were built on terraces made of stone blocks. Their size varied from 5.5 square meters to 40 square meters. This was the area of the central house, which closed the square in the center of the settlement with its facade. Habitats were built according to an almost identical pattern. Noticeably, they were carefully proportioned in order to obtain a trapezoidal base, or, according to Srejovic, the base of a, quote, fringed circular section with an arched facade. The habitats were bordered by a foundational trench lined with crushed stone, while in the corners there were pits into which the girders of the roof structure were buried. At the entrance to most of the buildings, there were thresholds made of stone slabs, behind which was an ash heap, an altar, and a fireplace. The fireplaces had a rectangular shape and were made of stone slabs. In the Lepenskivir 1 phase, there were supports in the shape of the letters A and V around them. These supports were probably part of the construction process and used for drying fish, but it's also possible that they had a sacral or symbolic function. This is indicated by the fact that one of the supports was replaced by a human jawbone at one point. The floors and interior elements were covered with lime mortar made of heat-treated red limestone, sand, and fine gravel. The back part of the houses obviously served a sacral function, which is why Dragoslav Srejovic thought that these buildings must be defined as habitats or sanctuaries of some kind. Graves of small children and sometimes adults were often buried in the back of these habitats, while in some habitats, human and animal bones, including deer antlers, were laid next to the fireplace. There are differing opinions about the above-ground construction of the habitats at Lepenskivir 1 and 2. Some experts suggest they had a tent-like construction, while others believe that the habitats themselves were buried.